a lot of us are going to be eating hot dogs this weekend. Let's talk to our old friend, the owner of America's Dogs. It is George Alpagianis. George, I always have to pause before I say your last name, huh? How are you?
Pete, I'm excellent, and God bless you, man. You didn't butcher it up, pal. You did it. You are spot on, right on the money, man.
George, let me give you a peek behind the scenes, because Jeff, our producer, picked up the hot dogs, so we'd have them while you were on the air at 4:30 today, and unfortunately, he left those in the common area, and there's one hot dog left that's sitting in front of me. They're all gone. How many did you send over here?
We sent you 12 hot dogs total.
12 hot dogs eaten in 1 hour at a radio station. It's like radio people are homeless. It's like they haven't seen food in months. Carm, of course, you have your hot dog in front of you, right?
Yeah, no, I ate it, Pete. It was delicious.
Of course you did. Everybody did. Really
Pete, good. They know good food. That's the difference. The radio people know good food. So when America's Dog sends food over there, you know it's going to be eaten up.
George, where did the no ketchup on your hot dog start?
No ketchup on the hot dog started a long time ago. You know, originally, the World Exposition in the late 1800s here in Chicago, they started dressing dogs. You know, they called it dragging it through the garden. That's how we got the Chicago-style hot dog. And the ketchup, from my understanding, is sort of taboo in a hot dog because of the vinegar in the ketchup itself. It's such a heavily vinegar-based, and you've got the diced tomatoes on it already, so it's almost, they work against each other.
Oh, got it. Okay.
So, yeah, but listen, up to 12 years old, ketchup on a hot dog's okay. After that, it's taboo, man.
I agree. I told my son when he turned 10 that no more ketchup, and he hasn't had ketchup since he turned 10. On his hot dog.
That's a good thing. And as a matter of fact, a dear friend of my brother, Manoli, and I, Bob Schwartz from Vienna Beef, actually wrote a book. He's a local guy. It's called Never Put Ketchup on the Hot Dog.
Really? Never Put Ketchup on Your Hot Dog? He wrote a book about it. That's how passionate
we
are.
He wrote a book about it, yeah.
Oh, my gosh. What's the biggest mistake people make when they're making hot dogs? They burn them? They leave them on too long on the grill?
Yeah, they overkill them. Yeah, whether they're on the grill, and, you know, there's nothing wrong with a little char on the grill. I mean, ultimately, of course, you know, the steamed hot dog is the way to go. But, you know, during the times of barbecuing in the summer, people being out, it's sort of been, you know, customary to grill hot dogs. And it's okay to grill them and get a little char on there. But, you know, after a certain part, you see the sausage start exploding, and, you know, whether it's got a natural casing, and it just, they get massacred, you know, whether it's there or it's overboiled.
Right. Indirect heat with the hot dogs, right, George?
Yeah. Yeah, the hot dog is a sausage, and it's, you know, it's fully cooked already, and, you know, you're sort of bringing it up to that, you know, that temperature that you need it, and, you know, you put a little char on it, a little grill mark on it, make it look nice, and, you know, adds just a tad of different flavor to it as well.
George, you sent over 4 hot dogs, is that correct?
Yeah.
The Chicago dog, the Louisville dog, the Wisconsin dog, the Atlanta dog, the Chicago dog, drag it through the garden. I think most of us know what's on there, but go ahead and tell us.
Yeah, so we've got tomatoes, diced onion, neon green relish.
Oh yeah, it's got to be neon green.
Yes. Sliced pickle spear, mm-hmm. Mustard, celery salt, and I said diced onion. I shouldn't say diced onion or sliced onion. That we tuck them in there. And we're good to go.
By the way, George is Greek. He's probably multitasking right now. The Louisville dog. What is on this dog?
You know, the Louisville dog's our second best seller. Obviously, the Chicago dog's a number one.
Yep.
So the Louisville dog, we took a little twist. So we deep fry the hot dog. And after we deep fry, we put a smoked cheddar sauce on it.
Okay.
We have maple bourbon glazed bacon.
Oh my gosh.
Onion strings. And we put that on a pretzel bun. So that pretzel bun really holds it together real good.
Wow, that sounds fantastic.
Mm-hmm.
What is it with pretzel?
Cool.
What is it with pretzel buns and pretzel bread? Is it the salt in there? I love them.
Yeah, you know what, Pete? It's the salt, and it's not only that. It's, you know, it's got a nice density to it. Mm-hmm. Each well holds up real well with a hamburger. You know, nowadays hamburgers aren't just, you know, a hamburger with, you know, ketchup, mustard, or however you dress it, a piece of lettuce and tomato. I mean, there's you know, hamburgers have become creations too. That's sort of how we sort of morph our America's Dogs, you know, America's Dog and Burger now. So we got some cool burgers over there too, and you really need a good hamburger bun to stand up to, you know, all these things that they're dressing them with today.
That's so true. George, George Elpajanis on the phone with us, the owner of America's Dog on the Team Hochberg phone line. Okay, the Wisconsin dog, what is this?
The Wisconsin or the Milwaukee dog, we do a Guinness beer brat. So, I know that your wife is from Wisconsin,
yes.
So you know a little bit about those brats.
Yeah.
And then put some sauerkraut on it, caramelized onions. We do a horseradish mustard, so a mustard seed horseradish, cheddar cheese, Wisconsin once again, and then we do that on a pretzel roll as well.
Well, that sounds wonderful.
Yeah, it's pretty good. You know, I'm a little upset that they didn't leave anything for you, though.
Did anybody in this crew have the Wisconsin dog, the brat? Anybody? Somebody ate it. We had 15 dogs.
Yes.
Carm, did you, David Jennings, you had the Wisconsin?
It was wonderful.
I had it, too. It was phenomenal.
That's it, guys. Pump it up, baby. Pump it up. I love it.
See, let me explain. The whole bit was we eat when George is on the air, not before the show.
Yeah.
Okay. Just a note to self.
I apologize.
The Atlanta dog is the final one, which is in front of me.
Yeah, and the Atlanta dog's pretty cool, Pete. You know, America's Dog all sort of morphed out of my brother and I taking a road trip after he graduated college, and we jumped into his Jeep and started, you know, driving throughout the United States. And that was a very, very, very big thing with my family. My father, Gus, and my mother, Evangeline, used to take us on road trips all the time as kids. So my brother and I figured that we'd go on a road trip. And as we started traveling around the United States, we noticed that, you know, we're the only people that dress a dog like that, that everyone's different. So as we got down into the South, we noticed that they put coleslaw on a dog. And we were like, well, that's strange, and it's sort of weird, and we didn't know if we were going to try it, but we did. And actually, they worked out pretty well. So that Atlanta dog is, we've got the hardwood smoked bacon on it, whole grain mustard, coleslaw. We do beer battered jalapeno caps on there,
and then
we tuck that into a Texas toast roll. So if you've ever had a lobster roll, very similar, a brioche style bread that we butter and grill and split it up in the middle and sort of tuck everything into that.
Wow, that sounds fantastic. And George, before we go, we got about 30 seconds left. How was the shutdown? You guys survived, but you have three different locations for America's Dog. You also owns Cappy's, which is up north, Cappy's Restaurant. How are you doing?
You know, Pete, we're doing okay, thank God. Listen, it's, you know, everyone's in the same boat. So, I mean, anyone, whether it's you guys in your business or, you know, people in the restaurant industry, which I believe is taking the hardest hit in the world, we're doing okay, thank God. You know, we did as much as we could for our employees and take care of them as well. And listen, we just had to tough it out like the rest of the world. You know, some of the stuff that came trickle down our way has been helpful. You know, all the landlords and everyone else have been helpful to us as well over on Navy Pier. And so we're working through the tough spots. You know, it's something that's, you know, things like this happen, Pete. You got to sort of, you know, regroup and reinvent certain things and get things going and do what you can to survive and get past that first hump. And, you know, we're over a big part of it. You know, the rest of it's really just getting us, you know, into full capacity again, you know, once things get a little bit better and there's some stability within our country.
Yep. Well said, George. Thank you for coming on. Say hello to your brother Manoli for me.
Pete, I promise you, you guys listen, you guys go out there. Enjoy your Independence Day. Be safe. It's going to be a little bit of a strange one, but God bless all of you in the United States of America.
That is George from America's Dog. Thank you, buddy.